Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we head down the campaign trail, now in full swing. Our guest today is Rick Gorka. He's the Regional Communications Director for John McCain for President. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Dick Gamak, Martha Gold, Randy Thompson, and Paul Enos. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
I love my granite countertops.
Since 1994, Globe Granite and Marble has been Reno's choice for affordable custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops. Reliable, responsible, dependable. Globe Granite and Marble.
They came in, they did their job, and they were out of here. They said they would start on this day, and they would finish on this day, and they did. And it was wonderful.
Call Globe Granite and Marble today.
For more than a decade, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has been helping the community embrace conservation as a way of life. That includes replacing more than 50 million square feet of grass with water-smart landscaping. During the worst drought on record, watering restrictions and tough landscaping codes have reduced the community's water use by billions of gallons, even as thousands of new residents were moving into Nevada. That's smart water management, and that's our promise to Nevada.
Item 29 was held, so that brings us to item 30, which is related to 31 and 32 and can be heard together if the commission wishes.
Items 30, 31, and 32 have been called forward. Is there any discussion on those items from the commission?
Yeah. Hey, Roy. It'd really mean a lot to me if we could put to motion item 30. It's my favorite, personal favorite.
There's an easier way inside local politics. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are taping this program on Thursday, September 4th in the morning, which is the morning after Sarah Palin made her speech at the convention, the Republican convention. And we're joined by Rick Gorka. He is the Regional Communications Director for John McCain for President 2008. Pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having me. It's good
she
to be
knocked
here.
It out of the park.
Well, last night was fantastic. It was a lot of fun to watch her speak. She looked so natural, and she's funny, and she's a great VP pick. We're very excited.
It seems, you know, on both sides of the aisle, people are applauding her ability, you know, to take a speech. Every candidate or every person essentially that speaks at these conventions has a speech writer. Mm-hmm. So you're reading somebody else's words, but being a communicator is the number one thing. How do you think that this is going to bode, you know, for example, with the debate coming up?
I think it's fantastic. Governor Palin always rises to the challenge. She's done it as mayor, as governor, now as a VP candidate. The funny backstory is that her teleprompter broke too during the speech. And
no kidding.
Yeah, she had to rely on the written version, and she did great. And even little glitches, she just keeps on going.
Yeah, she really stepped up last night. It's interesting, specifically, how are you going to deploy Sarah Palin in Nevada? I mean, obviously, this is one of your main
Absolutely.
States. You win Nevada, you got a chance of winning the presidency. If not, it makes it much harder.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, how do you deploy her in Nevada? How many times do you think we're going to see her in the state? And what specific themes do you think she'll bring that will help you carry the state?
Well, I think that she shows a very stark difference between our opponents. With her physical conservative abilities as governor, she exercised one of the largest line item vetoes in the history of Alaska. The Democrats talk about fiscal responsibility, but Governor Palin, in her couple of years as governor, has vetoed over $500 million worth of projects to keep spending in line. So we bring that fiscal conservative message to Nevada, and that plays in Reno, in Las Vegas, in Elko. It's all over. We'll highlight her strong support of the Second Amendment. Alaska signed on to the brief to the Supreme Court to overturn the D.C. gun ban. That's another great issue that we can use up north and throughout the state. And we can also just use her ability to work across party lines. You know, she's the most popular governor in America, over 80%. And you don't get there with just Republicans. And I know there are a lot of Republicans in Alaska, but there aren't that many.
You know, it's kind of interesting. The Democrats and a lot of the media took an incredible amount of shots at her for the first couple of days. Uh-huh. But it seemed in that speech that she was able to take all of that and just throw it right back in their faces.
Right, absolutely. She's a very tough executive. She's used to this. She's fought the establishment and the status quo. You know, she beat the incumbent mayor in her first run. She beat the incumbent governor. She's used to going up against a good old boys club and shaking things up. She passed a landmark ethics reform bill in Alaska, which made some folks angry along the way, and she's used to that. She's a reformer. She's a maverick, just like John McCain.
You know, it's interesting. There are always two ways of looking at this. One is that, you know, you run a campaign to win the campaign to get into office, but then you have to govern, and those are two different things.
Right.
And that's where the questions come. That does she have the experience and the knowledge to be able to, if necessary, and I say this yesterday, God forbid that something were to happen to Senator McCain if he's elected president, would she have the ability to take over as president of the United States and all of its complexities?
Absolutely. Governor Palin always rises to the challenge, and she's been very successful throughout her career. I think Joe Biden said it best the other day when he said she's more than qualified to be vice president, and we obviously agree with Joe Biden on that.
Nevada is a toss-up state, as we mentioned. How much money do you think that you will have to spend in Nevada? What do you estimate that budget will be, and what are you going to focus on with those dollars?
Right. We're definitely going to have the budget. When you look at our fundraising and the fundraising that the Republican Party is able to put together, just since Governor Palin was announced, they've raised over $10 million from the McCain campaign. We are going to have just as much money as Obama to run our campaign here in Nevada. We have paid staff and offices throughout the state. And again, we're going to highlight the fiscal responsibility, the country first attitude of both Governor Palin and Senator McCain. And we're going to show the differences between Governor Palin and Senator McCain and the Obama-Biden ticket.
So you'll have enough money to compensate for the fact that Senator McCain is taking public financing and Senator Obama is not?
Absolutely. I think that the Obama financial advantage is a myth. When you look at the strong fundraising and the support that John McCain and Governor Palin have, both within their own fundraising abilities and with the Republicans able to raise the money that they are, we're going to be more than adequately funded to win in Nevada.
You say you're going to spell out the differences. What are the differences?
I think there's a few of them, and one of them is the leadership and judgment that at the top of the ticket. You have Senator McCain, who is constantly put his country first, both in his personal life and his political life, regardless of the consequences. You know, John McCain has broken with this party on the surge. He's broken with the party on ethics, on immigration, on education, on campaign finance reform. And then you have Senator Obama, who Governor Palin, again, said it best, that has time to write two memoirs, but not one piece of meaningful legislation. I think there's a very big difference in experience and judgment on the key issues of today.
Okay, let's take a break. Yeah. We have so much more. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Where's the best place to find out what's really happening? Find it every Thursday in the Reno News and Review. In-depth reporting, balanced news coverage, insightful entertainment reviews. Award-winning journalism you won't find anywhere else. Best editorial writing, best entertainment writing, best business news story, best investigative story, best local columnist. The Reno News and Review, when you want to know what's really happening.
Success at TRI has come from public-private partnerships. We're here at the USA Parkway Extension with Roger Norman, master developer, and Bum Hess, Story County Commissioner. Let's listen in.
Roger, I see you're building some more roadway out here. Yeah, we're completed 4 miles. We have 4 miles under construction, and we're on our way to Highway 50.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, I'm Gina Adams. I've been helping businesses become successful for the past 20 years. Advertising your business on television is both effective and affordable. We can even shoot and edit your commercial to get you great results. Call me today at 826-0303.
Call Gina Adams, marketing consultant, at 826-0303 or visit greenmediagroup.com. Get your message in front of thousands of potential customers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roofs.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. We'll get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
And now, Back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We are talking with a very happy Rick Gorka this morning, Regional Communications Director for John McCain for President 2008. And as I mentioned earlier, we're taping this a day after Sarah Palin's speech at the Republican convention.
So of all the surrogates that are going to come through, and actually Nevada is going to have, you know, center stage role. It'll be interesting to see who all is going to be here. But your job is going to be to get the most interesting people in here, to get the most attention focused.
Yeah.
So who all can we expect to see? And more importantly, what messages will they bring that, that tickle the voters in Nevada to get them to vote your way?
Right. The top of my wish list is to have Governor Huckabee and Chuck Norris come on out here. They bring a lot of excitement to the campaign, and they really can highlight the independence and the maverick attitude of Senator McCain and Sarah Palin. I think it'd be a lot of fun. You're going to see a whole host of surrogates from, you know, maybe Governor Huckabee. We might see Romney again, Rudy Giuliani. There are so many different Republicans that we have out campaigning for so hard every single day to help carry that message of country first.
I got to ask you, Fred Thompson.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was in hibernation.
Mm-hmm.
Then during the campaign, he slept his way through that.
Yeah.
But then what happened at the convention?
Not
I mean, that
park.
Was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people were wondering where that Fred Thompson was on the campaign trail, and it was a fantastic speech. He did so well. We're obviously just thrilled with how he did the other day, and you know, I'm sure this isn't the last we'll see of Senator Thompson.
Let's put something on the table.
Yeah.
People don't vote for a vice president. They vote for the presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot, and you have to admit this, a lot of Republicans who John McCain is by far not their first choice.
Right.
What do you have, or what does the candidate have to say and do to be able to bring that part of the base along, or does he just ignore that and just go with who he is?
Well, I think John McCain appeals to not only the base, but also to independents and Democrats, and we pull a great deal of those votes. And I think you can look at national polling and show that
But
McCain,
he can't be a maverick and still have everybody coming along. I mean, it's just not.
Right, and you're never going to agree with the presidential candidate on every single issue. If you do, that candidate's lying to you. John McCain captures more of the Republican base than Obama does of the Democratic base, and I think that's that bears out in national polling. To bring that part of the base that's upset and was not, and Senator McCain was not their first choice, you know, we'll talk about being a fiscal conservative, and we also need to talk about the Supreme Court. It's a very real possibility that the next president will appoint 2-3 Supreme Court justices, and not to mention all the federal appointments.
And that has a lot of women concerned.
Well, it does. And I think that that carries a lot of weight beyond the 4 to 8 years of any presidency. You have the impact and the legacy of their judicial appointments.
And when I say that, I mean conservative women concerned about potential mm-hmm. overturning of Roe v.ersus Wade mm-hmm. if Senator McCain appoints more judges like Alito
mm-hmm.
and John Roberts.
He talks about how Justices Roberts and Alito are he's very proud of. And he's stated numerous times that he'll appoint strict constructionalist judges that aren't activists. We need to realize that that's very, very important to the Republican base.
So when you look through the three regions, the Las Vegas area, North Las Vegas, the rurals, are there special groups that you go there? Are there special issues? You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to deal with, you know, certainly what happens out in the rural communities is mm-hmm. going to make a major difference. And those people vote. In Nevada,
absolutely.
They turn out. And in fact, Nevadans all across the state do. So what's your strategy for dealing with all the jurisdictions?
Well, the overarching theme is obviously the economy and energy, and that affects every jurisdiction, regardless if they're, you know, again, in Elko or Reno or Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. We need to lower corporate tax rates to the second highest in the world. We need to create a business-friendly environment to help the economy grow. By keeping the tax rate at the second highest in the world and increasing taxes on payroll, that does not help small businesses. At a time when large businesses are shedding jobs, small businesses continue to grow and they continue to add jobs to our economy, and that's very, very important.
And what specifically can John McCain do in that area?
Well, we need
small
to
business development.
Right. We need to keep the taxes low. We need to cut corporate tax rates that help businesses of both small, medium, and large scale, something that Senator Obama seems to disagree with. And we need to do this. We need to grow our economy. Las Vegas and Nevada and Reno, we know that the unemployment rate here is higher than the national average, and that needs to be addressed.
You know, we could talk about the deficit, but I want to move on to a different topic here. It's an interesting debate. Congressman Heller was talking about this, I think off camera, that wherever he goes, people are encouraging him, drill, drill, drill. Mm-hmm. And even the Democrats are moving into that direction. But then you have people who have a national voice, like Tom Friedman, who said that originally we'd have a choice between two green candidates. And with the choice of Sarah Palin, the Alaska governor who advocates drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, doesn't believe mankind is playing any role in climate change. And that John McCain has completed his makeover from the greenest Republican to run for president to just another representative of big oil, given the fact that he deliberately avoided voting on all 8 attempts to pass a bill extending the vital tax credits and production subsidies to expand our wind and solar industries. And Senator Reid, of course, is going to be there as well, and he is a huge advocate of those resources. How does this play out?
Well, I think with all respect to the New York Times, they need to do their homework on Governor Palin. She signed a cabinet position to look at climate control and to look at global warming. There are 160 communities in Alaska that are affected by the permafrost melting, by the ice melting in the sea and the storms and the effects of that. It's a very real concern. There are communities in Alaska that are having to relocate because of global warming. So I think that first they need to do a little more background on Governor Palin. Secondly, John McCain uses an all-of-the-above approach. He wants, drilling's a part of it. It is not the solution. It is not the be-all, end-all, but it's definitely a part of the equation. We also need to expand our nuclear power-generating abilities. We also need to look at solar, wind, tide, geothermal, all those things that are big here in Nevada. I know that Nevada's pretty good at geothermal and solar with all the sunshine, but we need to look at all the approaches. And Senator McCain and Governor Palin are definitely on board with that all-the-above approach.
Well, we're all going to be waiting for this speech tonight, which by the time we air this, everybody will know how the speech came out. But we appreciate you being here. Welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Two championship courses, Nature's Beauty, and Life's Distractions, Fading Away.
Our government should ensure opportunity, not just for those with the most money and influence, but for every American who's willing to work. Now is the time to change our bankruptcy laws so that your pensions are protected ahead of CEO bonuses. And now is the time to keep the promise of equal pay for an equal day's work, because I want my daughters to have the exact same opportunities as your sons.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
I got $583 from cashforgold.com. All I did was look through my drawer full of jewelry that I never wear.
Turn your unwanted or broken jewelry, gold, silver, platinum, rings, chains, and bracelets into cold hard cash from cashforgold.com.
I had no idea my gold jewelry was worth so much money.
With gold, silver, and platinum at their highest value in decades, cashforgold.com is able to give you top dollar for your unwanted jewelry. And because we own our refinery, we can cut out the middleman, which means more cash in your pocket.
I sent in my diamond wedding band from my first marriage and got money the very next day.
Just call the number below and ask for your free, prepaid, insured refiner's return pack. Fill the envelope with your unwanted or broken gold, silver, and platinum jewelry and mail it to our processing center. A safe, reliable transaction with satisfaction guaranteed.
Call 1-800-636-2154. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. I wish you could be here during the breaks. A great PowerPoint panel, as always. Dick Gamicus here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Martha Gould, political activist. Randy Thompson, our political analyst. And Paul Enos with the Nevada Motor Transport Association. Pleasure to have you all here. I want to go back to some of the topics you were talking about off camera, because it was pretty exciting stuff. First of all, Martha, your thought on Sarah Palin, who is incidentally coming to Northern Nevada this Friday.
Well, that's fine. I don't do rallies, whether for R's or D's. I have some real concerns about Sarah, and it has really nothing to do with her experience. but some of her statements have left me wondering. She is a heartbeat away from becoming the President of the United States, because let's face it, McCain is my generation. He's, you know, just a few years younger than I am. And I don't think that she has a grasp on the enormous issues that are facing this country and on the issues that are facing us worldwide. And that scares me. When the campaign manager for Obama makes the statement that this campaign is about personalities and not issues, I want to say, where the hell is the beef?
That was the campaign manager for McCain, and I think you're taking that out of context.
Well, a lot of things have been taken out of context.
Well, but you're guilty of doing that right now. That's not what he said. He said, yes, people are going to be focused on personalities, but issues are going to be winning the day. And I think it's ingenuous.
Well, that's not what I read in the New York Times.
Of course not. Of course not, Martha. But I think I think it's disingenuous to say that this is somebody who doesn't understand the problems that are facing America. You know what? Do you know who understands? My wife, the woman who keeps all the books at my house, has to go to the grocery store. And you know what? Running a family, you're going to be a lot closer to those issues than a politician who goes to his mansion at night, living in Washington, D.C., like Joe Biden or like Barack Obama. So I think when you look at somebody who really does understand what's affecting American families, Sarah Palin has the edge on any one of them that are running.
You underestimate a hell of a lot of citizens. I ran a family. I ran a government agency.
I don't underestimate them. I'm saying that they get it.
And I'm telling you that running a family or running a county library system is a lot different from being in Congress. And I spent 10 years in Washington on a national commission, and I spent a lot of time on the Hill. So I'm telling you that I feel like maybe the Republicans are throwing her to the line.
The reality is there's only, hold on real quick, there's only one person probably in the history of this country who has understood what it means to be president, and that was Grover Cleveland in his second term. I don't think anybody knows what it's like to be president. I don't think anybody's prepared for the job.
Like Truman.
Hang on, let's have some other voices in here. Go ahead, Dick. Hang on.
I had reservations about Sarah Palin, and my wife just jumped right on it. She just said, wow. Until I saw her speak at the Republican National Convention. And when she spoke there and the way she addressed issues and the way she came across and the way that she presented herself, I'm totally on board now. I think it's a refreshing new face. I think it's somebody that's been there, that's dealt with issues, not on a global scale, but she's dealt with those issues in a microcosm. She's been a mayor of a town. She's been a governor of a state where she had a lot of issues. She's raised her family. Probably one of the best things I saw her do is when, after she'd introduced her whole family, she says, "That's my family, just like everybody else. We got our high points, we got our low points, but that's my family, and we live the way we do." I mean, you're going, this woman has got her feet on the ground, and I'm excited about her campaign. I think it added new life to this whole campaign, and we'll see how it goes from here.
You told me I had my feet on the ground a few minutes
Most
ago.
Of the time.
Oh, shush. She allowed her daughter to make a choice, and yet she has stated that she will not allow other families to make the same type of choice because she wants to do away with Roe versus Wade, and she wants to do with the right of choice. And I'm sorry, that is going to resonate with a lot of women and a lot of families.
Okay, let's ask another woman here at the
table. I agreed with a lot of Martha said at the very beginning of the lack of experience, the lack of awareness of the issues, and one heartbeat away from America. But I'm a little more concerned with the heartbeat of America in Barack Obama. He doesn't have the experience. He doesn't have the knowledge. And being a community activist versus being a mother and running a school system, the county's library, you have more experience on running a day-to-day operation than that man does. So sorry, but I'll take Sarah Palin as a number two than Barack Obama as a number one when it comes to experience.
Well, I can't really argue that point, but there are things about Sarah that I find very disturbing. In fact, I find her to be a very scary lady. And she has the title from Alaska as Sarah Barracuda.
Okay, that's from when she was playing basketball.
Right, yeah, but it's still going to stay with her.
Sit down with the world leader and take a barracuda.
Okay? I'd like to get to another issue here. There was a study that's just come out funded by the Las Vegas Chamber. That points out now that PERS has a $6.3 billion debt, according to Ed Vogel of the Review Journal, that could increase and keep the state from adequately funding public education and health care. Do you think the system is really that far out of control?
Who has the debt? I didn't...
The state.
PERS.
PERS.
Gotcha. PERS has the debt?
Yeah, $6.3 billion debt that could increase.
PERS, the retirement system.
Correct.
And what's PIP?
I would like to see that because all the financial statements I've seen for PERS shows that they are solid and they have a lot of money put away and invested.
We're talking about long-term liabilities. So between PERS and PEBS, I think we're looking at close to $10 billion in liability. That was something that Governor Kenny Gwynn tried to address in the 2005 legislative session, but was unsuccessful, bringing back some of the retirement benefits for the new hires. And hopefully we can have frank discussion on it this next legislative session.
I just need to change one thing, defined benefit.
I talked with the people at PERS because I have a retirement through PERS. They are funded, fully funded, I think he told me, through 2024. And then they're going to be facing some shortfalls. And they're addressing this. But so far, from the statements that I've seen, the people I've talked to at PERS, they're still in good shape. Now, the benefits program isn't.
Right. Well,
and the
this
benefits
is a new, this
program is
okay.
completely separate.
I got to cut you off here.
This PERS was in trouble.
Right. And this is a study by Applied Analysis and Hobzong and Associates, two very well respected firms. We'll talk much more about this in the future. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this.
Go to Sparks Florist on Good Neighbor Day. Get a dozen roses, give 11 away.
It's all about giving. The roses are free. I'll give away 11 and keep one for me.
On September the 17th, be at the Sparks Florist early. 40,000 roses will go in a hurry.
Join U.S. Bank on Good Neighbor Day by saying thanks to someone in a special way.
So remember, September 17th is Good Neighbor Day.
Celebrate community spirit by giving roses away.
Injuries on the job can result in confusion, frustration, and despair. Not knowing your legal rights can result in a permanent loss of benefits. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation.
The original Mavericks. He fights pork barrel spending. She stopped the bridge to nowhere. He took on the drug industry. She took on big oil. He battled Republicans and reformed Washington. She battled Republicans and reformed Alaska. They'll make history. They'll change Washington. McCain Palin. Real change.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
When we fly, we celebrate the dreams of childhood. When we could take off into the wild blue with little more than outstretched arms and imaginations as wide as our horizons. But some were never content playing make-believe. Join the world's finest aviators, like the Air Force Thunderbirds and the F-22 Raptor Demo Team, in a celebration of speed and skill in the skies over Reno. Bring your family to the Reno Air Races. It's a celebration.
Next Insider, Jessica Simpson's heartbreaking future, in depth with Tina Turner, Brigitte Nielsen's plastic surgery saga, and the star in the High Def Shadow, Next Insider.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Tomorrow we have the great debate with Senator Bob Beers, and well, I guess it's just Senator Bob Beers.
Right here on Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.